Well, thanks for coming. You know, we're excited to introduce you to our first round pick, Jalen Ramsey, and I'll open up questions for him. It's his day, so you guys can fire away and get to know him a little bit.
No, I'll just follow up. Very excited about Jalen, and like Dave said, being our first round pick. Just being a part of it, we had a chance to spend some time together. He's one of the individuals that came into our building and had a long talk. And we were hoping something like this would work out, and it did. And then we just continued the conversation today and got a chance to meet his folks. But you're really going to enjoy him. So I'll echo what Dave said about it's his day. So any questions, we'll leave it open to you guys.
The biggest positive impression you could ever feel. Out of all my visits, and I'm not just saying this, I felt the most comfortable here because I got to meet Mr. Khan and, you know, Mr. Caldwell and Coach Gus. So I'm so excited to be a Jacksonville Jaguar now because I really felt the vibe here. There's other Florida State guys here. It's kind of reuniting with Telvin and Rashad. So I've always felt the vibe. I'm happy to be back in Florida. Just 2 hours away from Florida State, so it's an exciting moment for me and my family.
Can you elaborate a little bit on, like, what made you feel the vibe? Was it Gus? Was it Dave?
It was collectively everybody, to be honest with you. Like Coach Gus said, our long conversation meant a lot to me, and it meant a lot to me again today with my parents because he's just such a real man, a godly man, someone who I definitely want to play for a long time, a really long time, hopefully my whole career. So, you know, I just can't really explain how excited I am to be a part of this organization.
Jalen, with Pro Day, you said that you really wanted to play corner. Obviously, your boss is playing corner.
Yeah.
How perfect
would that be? Perfect. God makes no mistakes. I feel like, you know, I trusted in him throughout this whole process. He put me in the right position. I can't thank him enough. I can't thank my parents over there, my support system, and everybody in this organization for just believing in me, having faith in me to be a Jaguar and help this organization as best as I can.
When Gus told you we're going to come get you if you're on the board, did you believe him?
I did. I believed him 100%. At the time, I didn't know.
30 other guys.
Hey. I believed him. I didn't know where I would end up going into last night. I wasn't putting anything past any teams. I was expecting trades to happen. I was expecting a lot of things to happen, and it just so happened that I fell into the perfect position. So.
Was he the only coach who told you that?
He was not. He was not. He was not. Oh, tons of motivation. Tons of motivation. I want to prove everybody in this organization who believed in me right. But at the end of the day, I'm just going to go out and do the best I can for this team, make sure I make my family proud, and go out there and show all my God-given abilities and skills and talents.
Played three different positions in 3 years at Florida State. If, in fact, you are solely a corner, what do you need to work on in the football?
I feel like I can work on my entire game, especially my technique. Being a bigger guy, bigger corners have to work on their technique and their footwork, especially more than smaller guys have to. The physical part of the game comes pretty natural to me. I can use my length and my physicality to my advantage. That's an attribute that I have. But I'll continue to work on my technique day in and day out, just trying to work.
Jalen, can you just talk a little bit about your response to anybody who was even slightly critical of you internally having 3 interceptions in college? How would you respond to somebody saying, well, I probably should have more than that?
I mean, I agree with him, but it is what it is at this point. Now I'm on to a next chapter in my life, and that's also something I'll work on here in Jacksonville every day in practice, in games, and I'll definitely have more production, you know, in Jacksonville.
What is it that you feel like you do have to work on so that totally starts to come
up? Just focus. That's all it is, just grinding every single day in practice so I can be prepared for the games and prepared for big moments.
How much of a deal do you have to be on
the strength? Ton. That's what I did when I went to Florida State. I was a little freshman. He was a senior. I remember one thing that probably always stuck with me. We were in practice in fall camp when I was a freshman, and I tried to tap myself out. I was gassed. And he was like, "You gonna tap out in the game?" I ran back in right away. I was like, "Nah, you're right." So just that fire, that mindset that he has, that Rashad has, that we kind of breed at Florida State. Like I said, I'm excited to be reunited with those guys, especially Telvin on the defensive side. And we're going to bring that energy and that juice. Everything. We just worked on my technique every day. We worked on, things that helped him when he was in the league and things that can possibly help myself. He was a safety, so we definitely worked on some safety things. And at the same time, all DB drills are somewhat the same, so we just worked on DB drills in general. Board work, and he just kind of helped me prepare for the combine at the time and just better myself as a football player.
Took on a role as a vocal leader right when you got here, even with NFL players in the back of the Joyner, Darby Williams. Can you do that here now at this level?
My goal for myself right now is just to come in and grind day in and day out, earn the respect of, everybody in this organization, my coaches and my teammates, by doing what I have to do on the field. I feel like that'll come naturally. I just try to help my teammates as best as I can, lean on the older guys, lean on the Telvins. And, if it comes, it comes. But I'm going to be myself. I think that's why they drafted me, because I am who I am. So I'm just going to continue to be myself. Yeah, I have. I talked to both of them. They're somewhere around here. There they go.
What was their reaction in the conversation like? You're like, "Yeah, I'll be the same
team." We're going to try to get more rings. That's what it's about. We're going to try to get more rings. We're going to push each other like we did at Florida State. We're going to push each other every day. I know Telvin's going to push me. I'm going to push him. And I know me and Rashad are going to go against each other in practice, make each other better, make each other great like we did at Florida State. So that's what it's all about. It's about that mindset. It's about, trying to be great, trying to help everybody out and winning.
What does it mean to have
this guy here today, right now? It means a lot. They're my dudes. Florida State meant so much to me. They helped me develop as a man, as a player. And I can't imagine my life without Florida State. I couldn't imagine going anywhere else. I never want to think about what my life would have been like going to a different university than Florida State. And, we breed winners, competitors, and I'm just more than grateful and happy that I was a part of that university.
What is it you like about this squad so much? Obviously, you're joining the Jags. You think there's a bright future here, a team that's really continuing to build.
Exactly. I'm excited to get to work for Coach DeWalt. I'm excited to work with all the DBs here. It's a young team, an energetic team, got a lot of enthusiasm, energy. And right now, really, I'm thinking about Telvin, teaming back up with Telvin, Rashad, getting rings, bringing us back to the top. Really, I'm super excited, honestly. That's all I can really say right now is just keep telling y'all how excited I am. They told me a little bit. They just told me, keep doing what I was doing. We're bringing the Florida State mentality here, the winning mentality. Jacksonville is the organization on the rise, and I think everybody knows that. And we're going to continue to strive day in and day out to make, Jacksonville that team.
I know you tweeted last night, Duval. Welcome to Duval.
Yeah. I mean, first and foremost, my main priority is football and this team, earning the respect of my coaches and teammates and grinding day in and day out. But I've always been big in the community, doing community service when I have extra time. I had a lot of teammates from Duval at Florida State who told me a lot about it, who told me how great of a city it is. So I can't wait to maybe explore it a little bit and help out as best as I can in the community.